What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Brad, brother, what are we talking about today, my friend?
Today, we're going to talk about mental toughness and ownership. And I got a quote, all strength starts within. Let's talk about
it. All strength starts within. I like that, man. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, man. Back in here, another Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne, and we have a guest. This is actually repeat offender, man. We got, you are our first repeat guest, man. So super kudos to you, my brother, to for making that trademark. But Brad, man, who we got with us today?
This is a friend of ours, Mike Adala. He's out of the Colorado area, or at least he was. Are you still out in Colorado?
I am, yep. I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
Man, introduce yourself, Mike. Reintroduce yourself. Take it away, man.
Yeah, I'm Mike Idella. I'm a performance coach, live in Boulder, Colorado, lifetime athlete, and excited to be here today with you fellas.
Yeah. Hey, so this is prime time right now, and you know, it's mental health Mental Health Awareness Month, and you know, that kind of aligns with everything that you do, everything that we do. And I've been kind of keeping an eye on your social media, and I know you just had a forum or a conference recently, and there was a handful of pillars that kind of stuck out to me that you talked about at your conference. One being the language. All right, can you touch on language when it comes to mental health, mental strength, and the relationship it has with fitness and overall growth?
Yeah, I think there's two ways we can talk, and one is in our head and one's out loud. And we talk a lot more to ourselves in our head. And like any relationship, we want to make sure that the language we speak is landing with the goals or objectives that we have. And it can be easier with the voice in our head because it's not as receptive. And so developing that positive relationship with the voice in your head, you can name it if you'd like, because it pops up often. And so figuring out what's the ideal relationship that you can have with that language, and what are some words that serve you and don't serve you, and developing, you know, kind of boundaries with how you speak with yourself, just like I'm sure y'all do with your friends or your family. You don't just go around, you know, like cursing at people or maybe some negative language because not appropriate. It's the same thing within our heads, and we got to hold ourselves accountable, take ownership over that mental language model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, being in the fitness industry and you being an ultra marathon runner, you know, you've done the long package and everything. You have a lot of conversation, and I got to ask, man, do you got a name for your internal voice?
I don't. No, I don't. I have a name for like an older version of myself, which I'll call like my loyal soldier. And so that was, you know, maybe some mental model that served me at a certain point in my life. But I've since sometimes need to remind him that, you know, he's retired. He served his duty within my headspace, and I don't need his services anymore. And that could just be things like when I was in high school and I get motivated from a girlfriend cheating on me or something like that, or like a lot of hate. I don't like to necessarily pull motivation from those types of places anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that quite a bit. And, you know, Dwayne and I have touched on that. You know, I played hockey for a lot of years, and I was a goaltender. So I was in a lot of solitude moments where, I mean, I just strike up a conversation with myself, and sometimes it would be in my head. Sometimes I would actually start talking out loud, and, you know, 5 minutes would go by and I'd be like, anybody watching me right now? But man, when it comes to fitness and growth and all the things that we preach on the daily, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, that you see externally, man, they all start, you know, with the conversation that you have about yourself. And, you know, a lot of people are tough on themselves too. And I want you to kind of touch on that. So like, if I'm doing something and I fall short of my goal, right? You know, I'm the first one to kind of put myself down, and I'm harsh with this, with some of those words that I preach to myself. But how do you kind of get away from that, those negative remarks, and just, you know, stick to the empowering, you know, self-empowerment. How do you make that shift?
Yeah, I think there's, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but in some worlds, I don't think you guys do this as much, there can just be like positive affirmations all day, every day. And I think those are great if they're backed up by actions. And so like confidence comes, in my opinion, from doing things that you say you're going to do. And if you want confidence, then you got to pick appropriate goals. And so I'm running a bunch of long races this summer, and it's not appropriate for me to say I'm going to win that race, right? Because it's unrealistic. Like, and if I have that as my goal, then I'm setting myself up to fail. And so figuring out what's the appropriate challenge for the skill that I have, and then making that the goal. Then if I don't achieve it on that specific day, I mean, that's okay. There's probably factors for that that then I can look back at, say, okay, well, I didn't maybe optimize my sleep, or my nutrition plan was off, or I didn't stretch as much, or maybe I just calculated what my goal was, and now I have a mark that I can look at in the future. So, yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I think that was spot on. And you know, one of the other pillars that I recognized in one of your posts is ownership. And I think that kind of ties in with that. Like, you know, you're going to take ownership of what your goals are. But on the flip side, like if you don't achieve everything that you said you're going to achieve, you take ownership of that. And then you kind of adjust, you know, you adapt. Like, okay, what did I do, or where did I fall short maybe in my preparation phase? You know, maybe it was the fueling. Maybe it was, you know, I had a bigger dream and a bigger goal than I you know, maybe it was too big, you know, but that's all part of ownership. And I saw that was one of the other pillars. Language, ownership, a couple other pillars, you know, that really stuck out to me. One was the ability to express gratitude, you know, always tying into mental health, always tying into mental strength, because, you know, in the worlds and the industries that we come from, not enough people are grateful for the opportunity that they have, you know, like just waking up in the morning, putting your 2 feet on the ground. I say it every single week to our clients, just by doing that, you're separating yourself from 95% of the world. Like 95% of the world can or won't do, you know, the things that we're doing, and just expressing gratitude. Can you touch on that pillar of gratitude?
Yeah. Yes. There's this cool study done by the VIA Institute of Character. I believe it's in Pennsylvania, where they studied all these different attributes of character, like hope, courage, love, honesty, and what far above increased individuals' sense of well-being was gratitude, like really feeling grateful for your life. And so that can be challenging to do if you don't have that great relationship with your head and you're comparing yourself to external sources or other people, because that's a losing battle. There's always going to be someone more successful, more fit, more rich, more whatever than you. But comparing to you can really only compare to the effort that you put out. And so one exercise that I love for gratitude is a type of gratitude journal. But instead of just writing down, I'm grateful for the sun or my body or my family, like those things are great, but they don't land as much because it's hard to take ownership over the action. And so it's called the 4 W's, and it's what went well and why. And so write down 3 things each day that went well and why they went well. And the why aspect helps you take ownership over the positive things that are going on in your life. And so if you continue to reinforce that, then you start to take that ownership and can develop the courage or the confidence that things are going to go well based on the actions you take. So like, you know, for example, this podcast with Brad and Dwayne went well because I went out for a workout beforehand. I was hydrated. I got a good night's sleep, and I was able to be fully present, you know, on the podcast versus I'm grateful for the guys inviting me on the podcast.
Wow. Yeah, that's deep, man. And I don't know what happened to Dwayne, but that's all right. But what went well and why? I like that. So the four dubs, the four W's, I'm gonna start implicating that to my life, because you know, I think when, you know, your podcast, for example, man, this was the elusive podcast, and maybe we should switch up the title, because there's a greater power at work that didn't want us to do this for some odd reason. But you know, Mike, you're a breath of fresh air, man. I love talking to you, because every time I talk to you or see one of your posts, it's you know, it's everything that I value. You know, it's everything that Dwayne values. You know, what went well and why? You know, that's just a deeper than, hey, the podcast went well, you know, and I like that. One of the other values, man, or one of the other pillars was values. And this is something that I bring up on the daily, because not everybody has the same values as you and I. Not everybody wants to go for that long distance run. Not everybody wants to lift 375 pounds over their head with one arm, man. I saw you out there. I see you out there. But not everybody has those same values. I want to ask this in a proper way, and I don't want to offend anybody. Like, how do you find, or how do you get over that hump of finding values that provide value? I guess that's the most proper way to say it. How do you discover values that provide value? Like a good return. How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's many different frameworks for that, right? That's like, I always equate mindset coaching with training in the gym. Like, there's many ways to get an up stronger upper body. There's different kinds of exercises that'll do it. And I think I view values as like a guideline for my life. And so I used to think that like I want everything to be possible, and I didn't like the idea of boundaries because I felt that it was limiting. But the analogy I'll use is like, if we never have ever heard of the game basketball, and we take, you know, seven other people, and we all go to this court, and there's no lines on the court, and there's no goals, and there's no ball. When I give us a ball and I say, okay, play, we might, you know, kick it around at each other, throw it at each other. We won't have like the best time. Like, you know, we might make something up. But then if I come and I bring a ref, I put lines on the court, I separate you into teams, I put up goals, I put a ton of rules, I have someone reinforce those rules. I put time. I've just put tons of restrictions on us. But then within those restrictions, we get to play the game, and we know what's allowed and what's not allowed. So then we can learn and see how we can improve over time. And so I view values as the same way. I like to identify them based off of activities, again, versus like values like hope or love or honesty. Those are more ethereal, and they're great characteristics, but they're hard to track. Like, was I honest today? Like, yeah, kind of, but like, how was my love today? And so I like this exercise called the deathbed values, where I view myself, you know, many years from now on my deathbed. And I do this as a visualization where I close my eyes and I think about, if I lived the perfect life, what activity buckets did I put my time into? And, you know, when I think about that, my five are quality time with friends and family, quality being the key word there, my health and my wellness. So anything that goes in that can go into that bucket, my business and the impact that I can have on the world. So like things like this, peak experiences, flow states, states of awe, adventures. Like when you're on the top of that mountain and you're looking out like, holy cow, I can't believe I just did that. Or, you know, something like that, like crossing a finish line, like peak experience, and then learning. So anything where I'm learning. And I strive for all of the actions that I take every single day, no matter what, fit into those five. And if they don't, then I'm essentially out of bounds. And then I get penalized internally by not living within integrity. And what that shows up as, I might struggle with my self-worth or my confidence or different things like that. And so that's my kind of take on values. And yeah, thanks for asking. I love talking about values.
Yeah. Holy smokes. So wow. Boundaries, man. Like rules.
That was a lot. You packed a lot of information in that the analogy and everything. That was brilliant, man. Not to cut you off, Brad, but you've been going. I've been letting you go now. It's my turn. But no, I wanted to go back to the ownership thing, man, because I actually experienced something this weekend. Brad, I went to a bodybuilding competition to support, you know, my team and another young man I was working out with. And so after the show, the guy that I work out with, he got second place. And there was this guy, man, that all the way up until the show, he was posting on Instagram. He was so ready, you know, he had his countdown, and he didn't make it out of his class. And so the friend I went to the gym with, he said, man, when we were backstage, the first thing out of his mouth was, my coach messed me up. Zero ownership. Like, he literally, the first words out of his mouth was, my coach messed me up. He didn't coach me properly in peak week, and he was throwing the blame on someone else, man. And that's what clicked whenever you said that, man, because I was like, ain't no way. You know what I mean? Like, even if that's the case, like, there's a part that I have to play. Like, that, like, I would much rather say, hey, you know, didn't bring my best package, or we, you know what I mean? But no, it was a he messed, it's he fault, you know. but you know, and that goes back to what we talked about earlier, man, just taking that ownership, being able to you know, when things go wrong, man, and speaking of things going wrong, like, this podcast has been crazy. Like, this probably gonna, like, go viral, because everything's been messing up. Like, my camera's going off, you know, because you was like, what I was about to change your thing to what went wrong today. That list was longer, like, right now, man. But no, I just wanted to jump in, man, on that, because that was something I saw firsthand, man, and it was disheartening. You know, just coming from the perspective of an athlete, man. And, you know, you have an athlete coach relationship, but, you know, I never, you know, and Brad, check me if you ever hear me talk like that, I never want to be the person to point the finger at someone else, or, you know, blame somebody else for something, you know, that I had, even if I was a part of the project and the project failed, I would much rather say, hey guys, that's on me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's a tangent, but I just had to get that out there. It was burning in my heart.
it's so true. And, like, I'll give two examples of that as well. Like, I was coaching a kiddos flag football team this season. And my first practice, bring all the kids together. They're 7, 8 years old. They're, like, first time playing flag football. They're super excited. I'm like, the number one theme of this year is encouragement. Someone's going to miss a pass. Someone's going to miss a flag. We are going over to encourage that person right away, because they don't mean to miss the flag. You guys ever try purposely to drop a ball? You ever try to miss something? No. So if someone in your life comes over and encourages you, is that going to make it easier for you in the future? Or if they get on you, is that going to make it easier? And they're like, encouragement's better. I'm like, great. And so we went undefeated. And they are amazing, encouraging each other. Positive effort, you know, someone miss a ball, it happens. Like, you maybe don't prep perfect for peak week, like, it happens. People are trying their best, I think. And you know, what I think is really difficult to take ownership is, like, in interpersonal relationships, being a partner. And, you know, if you explain in your way, in your head, the way that you would like something done, and it doesn't get done in that kind of way, then nothing what to do. What's wrong with you? I didn't explain it in a way that made sense to her, him, whoever. And so let me look at that, see how I can exchange it again, or I can explain it in the future.
Hey, Mike, get off my toes, bro. Get off my toes. Get off of that. That's marriage, man. Like, you literally, in your mind, you think you told them something, and when they don't do it, then you get mad and you've never communicated it, bro. Get off my toes, man.
I think everyone listening to this podcast or watching this can resonate with that.
That's so good.
That's the practice. Your breath's perfect.
Just like his internet. Man, no, that's so good, man. So, hey, you said you had two examples of that. You told us the flag football. What's the second example of that?
No, the second was the wife or the
coach. Oh, okay. All right. It was good, though.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to jump in on that flag football story, because, you know, as a young person, if you tell somebody to encourage somebody else, as a young person, like, they're not they're not all washed out quite yet, you know, as far as like, you know, their ability to empower somebody else. So, you know, they're going to go up to that friend that missed the flag or missed the ball or whatever. And they're going to encourage that person. But the longer that you go through life, and this isn't for everybody, but for a lot of people, it's hard to encourage others when you don't encourage yourself, or when you don't, you know, it's hard to support others when you don't even support yourself. And I think that's a token to take from this podcast. Like, you know, all three of us are people that encourage ourselves and empower ourselves because, you know, we've went through the trials and tribulations. We've done the thing. And we're able to coach others and encourage others to be their best because we've gone through that. And a lot of people in today's society, in today's world, haven't gone through those hard times, and they're not willing to encourage other people. Mike's over there like, oh man, they got dogs barking, and hey man, don't worry, that is real raw. No, you're good.
My neighbor came over and wanted to take my dog out with his dog and they're barking and everything. I agree 100%.
What went wrong today?
Right? I need to keep it. I can't do a podcast in my living room without headphones with my dog just running free. I need to not train enough to go into the room. So I got to put her in the crate in the bedroom. And that's on me. Not on him for coming over, timing, anything. So I apologize.
Right, right. Hey, he took ownership. He's taking ownership, bro. He's showing examples.
Right. Yeah. Man. Mike, if I could have you on the if we could have you on the podcast once a month, man, everything that you say is so refreshing. Not just to us, but to the viewers, man. Like, I know this podcast, as elusive as it was. I think a lot of the listeners today are going to get so many good nuggets. You know, the encouragement thing, you know, the ownership thing, the values. You know, that deathbed values, man. Like, I think I'm going to start in putting that every single day, because I think sometimes we get lost in the hustle and bustle, you know, and we forget about those buckets or those silos or however you want to look at it. I think we forget about that sometimes, and we forget about the importance of, like, you know, for example, man, the good quality time. Man, this kind of breaks my heart even thinking about it, but just the other day, you know, my son wanted to do something outside, and like I was texting or emailing or doing something on my phone, you know, and I kind of like brushed him off, and he was okay with it, right? He was okay with it. And that's what breaks my heart with this whole circumstance, because he shouldn't be okay with that, right? But, you know, just that quality time. So just from hearing you talk and having this podcast today, cell phones going down, back to quality time, man, and kind of a wake-up call today. Just a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a guideline, right? Like, you're going to get out of bounds sometimes, but knowing, hey, I'm out of bounds, let me make some adjustments and come back. I like to look at, so you go back into time and even a calendar. I used to like really not love the calendar, but now I worship my calendar, and I look at it on Sunday and say, okay, what are all the things that I need to do for my business? What's the amount of quality time with my friends and family that feels good for me? And then I can literally just schedule it in. So that way I don't feel bad if I need to spend more time, you know, learning something, and I don't get to go out to the, you know, dinners or the other, you know, things I might get invited to or whatever. And so it can be nice to reflect, look back at your week. You can get really granular with it. Like, I have some clients that have spreadsheets and they track all their time and their buckets, but then they can see, oh, if I'm feeling lonely or I'm feeling like I'm not like connected to other people, well, let me look at my quality time with friends and family. Okay, it's kind of down. So that makes sense. What are the actions that I can take to get back in bounds?
That's fire.
I like it. Get out of bounds, get in bounds.
Yes, right. That's right. All right, B, you got anything else?
No, sir. I'm going to.
All right.
Mike, man.
I know, man. So, Mike, as before we get ready to transition to the last part, man, anything you want to leave with the folks? Any last words before we get into our little segment at the end?
I would just say it's a practice, you know, like we're all laughing on this podcast because we all get out of bounds, and that is a normal thing. Like, it happens to everyone, but creating your own boundaries and your own system is so helpful, because if not, then you don't know where those boundaries are and you don't know if you're in or out, and that can create like anxiety of not getting it. And then because you don't have that, you look at other people and you maybe judge other people's on Instagram or their highlight reels and feel bad about yourself. And so if you resonate with any of that, make your own boundaries, listen to the deathbed values again and create your own. And it'll really, I think, move the needle for how you feel about the actions you're taking in your life.
I love it. I love it, man. Good stuff, brother. All right. So we're going to this last section here. It's called Do You Know or Did You Know? You actually answered this the first time. So okay. I don't know if you remember your question or not, or your response or not, but we're going to do it again. It could be a new one or it could be the same one because I don't remember it. So you could get away with it and I wouldn't even know. So we're going to play this quick video and we'll ask you right here. All right, this is a segment called Do You Know or Did You Know? So what is a Do You Know or Did You Know moment about Mike? What's something that you haven't maybe said publicly or maybe haven't said before that people wouldn't normally know if they don't follow you on the gram or wherever?
Well, last time I talked about my middle toe. And then
I do remember that.
I had this Morton's toe. And that actually, as I'm running, I started getting some knee pain. And it's kind of because of the foot padding, like the way my foot pads are. And so I saw someone in Boulder and they kind of helped me understand that, which was cool, but I was super embarrassed from that and haven't talked about it. But another one is that I'm a quarter Ecuadorian. People don't know, they don't know that. So that was the did you know for today.
Nice.
Hello.
Quarter Ecuadorian. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you about to say something?
Mike, what's your Instagram handle, man?
My business is the.offense, helping people live life on offense, taking action versus living defensively in the backseat, being more reactive. And then my personal handle is mike.idella.
Good deal. Man, make sure you all are spots. And if you're watching the podcast, or actually watching the YouTube right now, if you're watching right now, today's word is boundaries. If you put that in the comment section, we're going to randomly pick somebody to send them some bad gear. But the only way you know is if you watch it this far in the podcast. So you hear the word, you put the word boundaries in the comments, and we'll randomly pick one person to send some bad swag, whether it's a headband or a t-shirt, whatever it is. But you have to put boundaries in the comments right here. So Brad, man, close us out, brother.
I'm going to go off of what Mike said, man. Get out of bounds to get in bounds.
Hey, I'm going to say take the ball out.